This morning we were blessed to hear prosperity by connection. Tonight I'm directed to preach and minister to you prosperity by direction, protection, and perfection. Complete prosperity. Prosperity by direction, protection, and the word perfection means complete prosperity, matured prosperity, knowing how to have it and not let it have you. Also, I want you to understand in this moment how to live in progressive prosperity. It never ends. So I want to say it another way. How to establish progressive, prevailing, and perfected prosperity. We want to deal with a scripture that has been misinterpreted. The Bible says, rightly divide the word, you won't be ashamed. And we want to deal with a scripture here. When you talk about prosperity by direction, in 1 Timothy 6 and 10, this verse has to be properly spoken to when you're talking about money and you're talking about prosperity. It says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, not covenant, coveted after. That's a great difference between coveting and covenant. They have errors from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Actually, he was talking to ungodly men at that time, people who were not connected properly. But then we go to the 17th verse now, because when you talk about prosperity by direction, protection, and perfection, you're talking about a whole lot of money. You're talking about a God bank account. All right. You're talking about prevailing wealth. You talk about increase after increase after increase after increase. We'll look at that in a moment. So the 17th verse says, charge them that are rich in this world. Charge them that are prosperous in this world, that they be not high-minded. That's the protection, you see. When you have made a journey to get to your prosperity, you have to have some type of connection that you can get direction, that you can be protected from the prosperity. What? Ruining your life. Becoming high-minded. And you can't no trust in uncertain riches. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can't trust in money. You got to trust in the Lord. Right? Yeah, money cannot become your God. Now, sad to say, those who do not understand prosperity, when one start prospering, they think they're going after money. And when one start prospering, they think, they're high-minded. You know, when you know who you are, you just know who you are. When you're blessed, and you know you're blessed, you just bless. So you're not planning on hiding what God has done for you, for to appease somebody else's mind, because they don't understand how good God is. We serve a good God. Say it. There's no such thing as a good God without prosperity. And so people misunderstand you. It doesn't mean you have to be high-minded, no trusting in certain riches. You've been trained right. Trained in a certain way. You'll never be high-minded. You'll never trust in money. You never fall in love with money. You never trust in uncertain riches. But in the living God, notice that in that text. I'm in verse 17, but in the living God, wow, look what the end of this verse says. Wow! I'm up for challenging you tonight. Wow! Salah! Let's pause and meditate this and chew this a while. Look what he said. Who giveth us richly all things to what? Who give us richly all things to God? Give us richly all things. All he wants to do is trust him. Richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Are you still with me? Land up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. That is powerful. Now, when you properly train, get direction and in a position where you're protected from letting the prosperity take you over. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You come to a certain amount of maturity in prosperity that you know what to do with it. I want you to look again. Let's make another visit to Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. I want you to make another visitation because you can keep going to that voice because that voice keeps telling us something. And actually, I want to denote this voice tonight as saying prosperity keep on coming. There's no ending to the God kind of prosperity. It's over. He overwhelms you. He shake you up. His goodness, you need a seatbelt on for his goodness. Hold on, you in for a ride tonight. God's goodness beam is shining on you tonight. He's going to say some things to you tonight. He's going to say some things because I've seen this show. He's going to say some things to change your whole life tonight. God's prosperity beam is shining in Darrell. God's prosperity beam is shining on you, and you will have light in prosperity the rest of your life. Tonight, the prosperity light is turned on in your life forever. This verse here in Ephesians, the prosperity just keep on coming. See, when you connect it and you direct it and you protect it and you reach perfection in this, you get complete in it, then money know you. Now, this verse says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding, see, keep coming. You abundantly, you keep coming. Above, he keep coming. All that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. See, that's that training. You're trained to handle it. You follow what I'm saying? And that's why it's so important we have meetings like this. So we can be trained and developed and brought into position. Now look at Jeremiah 33. Let's lock these two together. I'm going to minister to the glory hit, then I'm gonna quit. Yeah, I'm telling the truth. They're going to hit. Yeah, all you got to do is stick with the word. Now, I don't know what kind of God you got, but I feel him. I mean, the word of faith almost tried to talk me out of my feeling, man. I feel God. When God touches me, I feel him. Oh, sister, you're saying I wouldn't serve a God I can't feel sometime. Woo! Pay attention to the scriptures now. In Jeremiah 33:9, because I'm building the cash here, I got my Philadelphia lawyer shoes on. I'm going to build a cash here, and we're going to win tonight. No matter what condition you're in financially, tonight, you're going to come out a winner. You're going to have so much information and so much anointing, you're going to be drunk with prosperity. Look at this ninth verse. Think about Ephesians 3:20, and look at this ninth verse in the 33rd chapter of Jeremiah. The prosperity just keep on coming. Say that. To me.
To me.
The rest of my life.
The rest of my life.
Starting right now. And God called people who accept his prosperity, and it shall be to me a name of joy. He's talking about prosperity. A praise and an honor before all the nation of the earth. What shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. That voice talking to me. Say something. Say something. Say something. Word of God belong to you. If you rightly divide it, you won't let people talk you out of it. And notice in that voice it says, but God start off saying it that is a name of joy. I know he's talking about a nation, but praise God if he can do it for a nation. He can do it for a person. God made 3 million people rich at one time. You think he can't get to you? I can't hear you over here. God made 3 million people rich at one time, and he made them rich out of slavery. You better make some noise up in here. You just say, that's got through singing, he make a way. So it give God joy. It give God pleasure. It praises God and it's honor God when we prosper. Prosperity is a praise to God. When you let God show himself strong through you, it gives God praise. Turn to Psalm 115. Psalm 115. I got something I want to get to. I want to skip, but I'm not. Psalm 115. Yes, sir. I will. I will, sir. I promise you tonight. I'm on duty tonight, sir. I'm on duty tonight, sir. I'm on duty tonight, sir. Psalm 115, verse 14. Ay-ya-ya-ya-ya. Yeah. The Lord shall increase you. More and more. You touch somebody and tell them the Lord talking to me. From this night forward, you will be on the increase. I declare it, I decree it in the name of God Almighty, based on His word. He said more and more. Like, he could have just said increase, but he said more and more. Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60. I will argue my case. When I finish, nobody will be able to think broke no more. In order to think broke after the night, you're going to have to call God a lie. And I know you're too much of a Christian to do that. I want to give you enough evidence. Oh, give me a break. Let me finish. I feel something. Isaiah 60 and 11. If you read the context of this text, he's talking about people bringing stuff. For time's sake, I can't read them all. Therefore, thy gates, plural, shall be open continuously. They shall not be shut day nor night. Why? Preach Bible. That men may bring unto thee the forces, that's the wealth of the Gentile. And they're not only going to bring the wealth, they're going to bring the king with them. You're going to have all of his stuff. Psalm 118. Psalm 118. Oh, my hallelujah. Oh, my hallelujah. I said, oh, my hallelujah. You got to say what I say. I'm trying to train you. You can't be saying hallelujah. I said, oh, my hallelujah. This verse was in Psalm 118:25. You're not saved till you prosper. You don't have the complete package until you prosper. I spit on debt tonight. It cannot stand up to God's word. You understand me? I spit on lack. I spit on limitation. And when I spit it, it was broken off of you. Jesus, the master, kept spitting miracles on the scene. Jesus was spit miracles. Yes, sir. time Jesus didn't take time to pray, spit it. He had prayed already. Let me puzzle organized religion. Jesus said, they all over there in their robe. Jesus said, no, the man need to be healed. We ain't got time for no prayer here. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. When?
Now.
I can't hear you.
Now.
What now?
Prosperity.
What you want the Lord to send?
Prosperity.
When?
Now.
How many of y'all tired waiting? Yeah, I'm here. Everybody tired. Yeah, I know. Everybody tired. Everybody tired. Everybody tired. Everybody tired. Jeremiah 29:11. It's one of the first verses the Lord really blessed me with when I was studying. And I want you to write down, you can be seated, studying God's prosperity plan. Studying God's prosperity plan. You got to be a student of God's prosperity plan. And then the Lord said in his voice in the NIV, for I know. You think the Lord know? For I know the plans, P-L-A-N-S, I have for you. See, that's progressive. Declared the Lord. He declared it. He didn't say it. He declared that. Plans. If I don't get you one way. If somebody I told to do something for you don't do it, I got somebody else. Are you understanding that? The Lord has planned to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you hope and a future. All right, just bear with me a minute. Plenty of scripture. Just bear with me a minute. That's a $1,600 check, $1,600. Lord, see, I have planned for you. God is a prosperity provider. I just want to say that. That's good, man. God, my God, is a prosperity provider. Now, to access and activate and make proper applications for the God kind of prosperity, there must be a word release. In Isaiah 55:11, let's see what happened when you release the word right. Yeah, word release. Let's see what happened. See, let's see what happened when you release the word right. So shall thy word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You must be trained to let God send his word through you.
Yes, sir.
And you must have the same confidence that every word I sent out going to accomplish and it's going to prosper where I sent it out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, that does not come automatically, because there's a place of speaking and living prosperity. I want to show you. Speaking and living prosperity. Go to Joshua 1:8. A lot of evidence tonight. See, because I thought off talking about prosperity by direction, protection, and perfection. So I got to put a lot of scriptures in here. You got to have a map. Now, I got out there. Surge came on me just now. I got out a little bit. So he's going to let me teach you a little bit. Hallelujah. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. That means you need to keep on saying it. If you don't read that right, that means Isaiah 55:11. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Mouth, meditate. That thou mayest. Mouth, meditate, mayest. Don't try to make no maze without the mouth and meditate. May the observer do according to all that is written therein. For then God shall make thy way prosper, and Jesus shall give you good success. See, God can't do for you what he already has done. You just get it. My goodness. Turn my back to school this way. It's already done. All you need is proper training. And that's what's happening this week. See, you're told about connection. You're told about the inside. Look at this, Joshua 1:8. Look at this book. Look at this book. Look at this word. This book of the law shall not depart of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate there and day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all. See, observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper. Oh Lord, help me. Then thou shalt make your way prosper. I'm struggling down, yeah. On the wrong side of the mountain. No, and thou shalt make thy way prosper. And thou shalt have good success. You got to do it. What you do it with? You do it with the word. And you release the word. That's the only way to do it. Psalm chapter 1. You're going to have to be ready, because I'm going to give you some certain ways. You just can't do anything. You got to do it in a certain way. People take our principles in the world and do it a certain way and come out rich. Come out successful. You can't get good success like they got Jesus. But they come out rich because they use our principles, because God designed us to do things in a certain way. When you do things in a certain way, Satan and his demon can't stop you. The system can't stop you. Nobody can stop you. Before they know it, you're too high to touch. They wonder when that happened. You got to be accurate here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, we're expecting you to come in here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Back this word up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, Lord. Hallelujah. Here's the commentary of Isaiah 55:11, Joshua 1:8, Ephesians 3:20, Psalm 1. The first word say empowered to prosper.
Yes, sir.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, holy life, nor stand in the way of sinners, get out the way, nor stand in the seat of their gospel. But his delight, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desire of your heart. That's what the word said. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, in his word, in his commandment, does he meditate day and night. See, the same thing you're doing in Joshua, wasn't it? Huh? See, this stuff don't just come automatically. And he shall be, he who, verse 1 and 2, he. And he should be like a tree. This is the scripture. Planted by the rivers of water, planted, that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also should not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, what? Underline that, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. When I finish with you tonight, that's what's going to happen. Now, before I start teaching you these certain ways the Lord showed me, you know, I taught you the weapons this morning, last night. Third John 2, you know this verse, but I'm going to give you a phrase to go with it. soul-producing, inducing prosperity. It is the soul of Sarkasi. Shakinemonsa. Shokodama. We just went around about 9 mountains just now. Which been holding your prosperity back. See, you're already prosperous in your spirit. But your soul, you got to get your soul where you get the producing. Your emotion, your mind, your will. Understanding what the will of the Lord is about prosperity. Your conscience. Your prosperity is manufactured within. Then it come without. You got to get enough word in you to protect you. When that prosperity starts flowing, you need to have some maturity in you. Or you're going to buy 1,000 bubblegum machines. You know. Satan will tell you that's what rich people do, buy a bubblegum machine. See, you got to have some wisdom. Wisdom is a defense. Money is a defense. But they say the person got wisdom can handle money better. Beloved, I worship all things. Your prosper being helped even as your soul prosper. Well, your soul is prospered by renewing your mind. Mm-hmm. Feeding on the word of God. Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, sister and brother, you about to go into a class at this point here that definitely going to change your life. The Lord spoke to me. Philippians chapter 4. You can't say I didn't use the Bible. Because what I'm about to train you in now is exact truth. Truth that can't fail. Truth that changes facts, lies, doubt, fear, worry. Truth that sets you free. Hallelujah. Anybody gonna walk with me here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Anybody ready for it?
Yes, sir.
You have to train your mind in a certain way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You heard me?
Yes, sir.
He whom gonna have ever increasing prosperity. Will not, you cannot be selfish to think it's all for you. And you got to keep it open to God's desire. Look, baby, you can't buy it no more than so many cars. I've done that. So many motorcycles. And your house can be so big. So what you gonna do with all the rest of it?
That's right.
Listen, we're not talking about the pig we bust this morning. We ain't talking about no pig here now. We're talking about, you know, what are we talking about? So I can't read all the context, but I'm gonna read this one verse when it says train your mind a certain way, and it says, finally, brother, in the 8th verse, whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You've got to get your mind to think on the right thing. Prosperity, if your mind is not trained to think a certain way, Philippians 2:5. Prosperity will throw you off your track. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. To handle the God kind of prosperity, you're going to have the mind of God. You can't be hateful. You can't be resentful. You can't have a chip on your shoulder. You can't be a racist. You can't, you know, you understand what I'm saying? You got to be a Christian, man. You got to walk in the love of God. You got to walk in forgiveness. You got to walk in kindness. You got to walk in love. You got to walk by faith. You got to walk in the spirit, man. You got to be long-suffering, man. You got to be gentle. You got to be meek. You can't be high-minded, don't speak to people.
That's right. Come on.
Or show off. Don't want to help nobody. Proverbs 23:7. Train your mind in a certain way. There's a scripture in the Bible that says there's a way that seemed right to a man, but the end thereof is death. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So your thoughts have something to do with how you're going to come out. This hit me just a few minutes ago. What do you think about money? What do you think about having plenty of money? What do you think about, here it is. What do you think about a person you know has plenty of money? How do you feel when they wave at you? How do you feel when you pass by a big mansion and somebody's sitting on the porch with their leg crossed? How it make you feel? Do it make your liver quiver? Do it make your heart stop? Or do you rejoice and say, look what God has done? See, you got to check it out. You're located. You can be located. You get around a person who got it going on, partner, it will locate you, because you'll put up a front, but deep down inside, you saying, what is all this? Now they give Carolyn $400,000 last night. How you gonna handle that? How you gonna handle that? Somebody just fell out of the chair. Get back up. Train your mind. Next thing now, watch this. Oh, this is gonna be a rough one here. Tame your tongue.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that your mouth can speak in a certain way. Tell me I'm preaching. See, your tongue get in the way of your prosperity. Your tongue, you got to train that tongue. I'm blessed. James chapter 3, verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. You have to tame your tongue with the word of God and let the Holy Ghost tame your tongue. You got to speak right. James 1:26 say, if you don't tame your tongue, you're going to deceive your heart. Ooh. The man among you seem to be religious. Seem to be. Got a whole lot of seem to be people. And bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart. This man religion is vain. You got tam that tongue. Proverbs 18:21. I want to turn all of them death and life. In the power of the tongue. Prosperity and being broke is in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 12:18 says, the tongue of the wise bring healing. 1 Peter 3:10 says, keep your tongue from evil. Proverbs 15:4 says, a gentle tongue is a tree of life. Oh. Train your mind in a certain way. Tame your tongue that your mouth can speak. in a certain way. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6. Train your hand to sow in a certain way. Train your hand, no matter what the condition look like, what the weather look like, what your finance look like, just keep on sowing. Look at that sixth verse. Ecclesiastes 11 says, look at this verse. This verse, five verses have said a lot of things going on that can rob you of sowing. It can frighten you from sowing. Don't be frightened about sowing. Sow it when God tell you sow it. Don't worry about how it's going to come out. It always comes. The man went to bed and went to sleep. Mark 4:26. Didn't know how. Don't try to get the sickle ahead of the seed. A lot of y'all good sicklers. God sent you a lump sum for seed, and you took the sickle out. Hallelujah. Look at this verse. In the morning, sow thy seed. Well, I've sowed it. No, we're not through. In the evening, we're holding out your hand. You know what I mean? Know what I mean? Sow again. Huh? For thou knowest not whether shall prosper. See, the seed got to prosper. Zechariah 8:12 tell us that. The seed will make you a possessor. Oh, hallelujah. Look at Zechariah 8:12. For the seed shall be prospered, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. And I will call the remnant of this people who sow seed to possess all these things. Who sow seed. And so go back to the sixth verse now. Ecclesiastes. I got to argue my case a few minutes here. I feel the Holy Ghost coming. I feel like somebody about to get rich up in here. God always back his word up with signs following. He sent me to the body of Christ. Preach prosperity. Preach them till they get rich. That's why money signs follow my ministry. You ever seen somebody receive $400,000 so fast that them boy did, and $1 million that fast, just walking around received it? You almost think, you know, man, there ain't enough people in here for this. You know, $400,000, they should drop the budget a little bit. No, the Lord, my friend Jesse, the planner, said, look, the money is always there. Somebody got it. You remember a woman hollered later on after everything goes, $1,000, where you been, woman? We've been trying to. Eleven six. In the morning, sow thy seed. See, you don't ever get tired sowing. In the morning, sow thy seed. And in the evening, withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that. Oh, hallelujah. Or whether a day will come, whether they're both. As the both day coming in your life, children, keep sowing. See, you're passing the money test when you're sowing. God just checking you out, sir. Is this real? Is this real? Are they going to keep on sowing? When I bless them, are they going to keep on sowing? Are they going to go to another level of sowing? Are they going to keep on blessing people? There'll come a day that every seed you sow will bring a harvest. I have a sundele basha. I have experienced sowing a seed, and by the time I get my seed, I walk where I'm going, the harvest came. God just showing me. You don't have to wait no 4 weeks, 4 months, 4 years. I can send that harvest back, but I'm just testing you. Somebody about to get a harvest. Some of y'all been sowing a long time. It's harvest time, man. Listen, it's harvest time. Listen. Train your hands to sow. Notice, in a certain way. Now here's something I won't get into. Oh, my goodness. Thanksgiving, and this is just my language, so just do it the way you want. Thanksgiving must be gratitude at the max. Thanksgiving must be gratitude at the max. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Everything give thanks. Thank you, Lord. What y'all gonna do over here? No max up in here. Give the Lord thanks. Everybody give the Lord thanks. Thank you for prosperity. First Chronicles 16:8 say, give thanks unto the Lord, make known his deeds among the people. Ephesians 5:20 said, give him thanks always for all things unto God. Thank you. I'm going to talk about gratitude. If I don't get all tonight, I'll get some more to you tomorrow night. In training and developing for the God kind of prosperity, you must follow God's instruction. Yes, sir. Even if you don't fully understand them. Just do what the man tell you to do. He know what he's doing. You must follow God's instruction, and there are going to be money tests after money tests after money tests. He's going to tell you to do something, and you're going to act like you didn't hear him. Or you're going to say, get behind me, Satan. God said, I'm not Satan, I'm in front of you. I'm trying to lead you somewhere. Genesis 12, 1-5, we talked about it this morning. Abraham had to follow instruction. He brought Abraham from his family and told Abraham, I'm going to bless you. And he also told him, I'm going to bless everybody who bless you.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Abraham followed the instruction, became a blessed man. And when he sent for to get that boy a wife, that servant said, the Lord has greatly blessed my master. Greatly blessed him. My God. So you must follow instruction. Look at Deuteronomy 28:1 right quickly. Oh, hallelujah. This is my chapter here. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandment, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Go to the second verse. I'm going to say, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the instruction, you see, unto the voice of the Lord. Go to the next verse. My God, blessed shall I be in the city, and empowered shall I be in the field. Come on, keep going. Blessed shall I, oh man, be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kings, and the flocks of thy sheep. That's why you see them cows across the street. You know who they belong to, right? Man, moo. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Keep on. I won't get a certain place. Yeah, I won't shout. Blessed should I be when thou comest in, following instruction. And blessed should I be when thou goest out, following instruction. Hug it. The Lord shall cause thy enemy that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Come on, keep on going. The Lord shall come. Oh, my. Somebody holler in here. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Come on, I feel like reading a little more. The Lord shall establish thee as a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Hallelujah. And all the people today shall see. They are called by my name, by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Come on, come on, come on. And the Lord shall make, oh my. And the Lord shall make, oh my. And the Lord shall make you plenty. Not ask you, make you plenteous in good, plural. In the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, the land, which the Lord swear unto thy fathers to give thee. Come on. Hallelujah. It's the Lord doing. You follow the instructions. If you're hearkening to his voice, this is what will happen. The Lord shall open. Oh, man. That's a flood there, partner. Oh, my. The Lord shall open his vault that hold his good treasure. The heaven to give thy rain unto thy land in the season and to bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations. And thou shalt not. How they coming, boy? We're walking down this glory path here. Come on. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. Above only. And thou shalt not be beneath. Thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Man, you're gonna obey him. I see. Thou not. You're gonna obey him. Professor. She got a major in psychology. You listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna close in a few minutes. You got 7 minutes. I'm on the clock tonight. Oh, don't y'all, listen, I need my tray for Sunday morning. Don't y'all tear it up. I'm about to tell y'all something. I got some members, you know. They're going to come here Sunday looking. So don't y'all tear this place up. Because you got to listen real careful what I'm about to tell you now. It's the Holy Ghost. Turn to Genesis 26. We about to have church up in ya. You have no idea what the Holy Ghost is about to tell you now. Oh, Jesus. And what I'm about to say, some of it in the room right now. And some of it up there, what I'm about to say now, some of it. The way things going is in some people lives in here and on the internet and in all them foreign countries and everybody. It, any famine that tries to come in your life will produce a moment for extravagant prosperity. Well, I don't know if you heard. Any type of financial famine you're going through, any type of lack you're going through, you just been put in a position for extravagant prosperity. Isaac sold in famine and received the same year 100-fold. So, the broker you are, the faster you're gonna ride. Famines are giving God an opportunity to tell you, I can show myself strong no matter what condition you're in. Isaac became so rich from that seed, they asked him to leave the city. He was blessed. He sold in a time of famine. That's the time to sow. That's what Ecclesiastes chapter 11 trying to tell us. Don't let it mess you up because it don't look right. That's the time to sow. any family that try to come in your life will produce a moment for extravagant prosperity. Your fears about money will be drowned in progressive prosperity. Your financial future, you will not be able to explain. You must remember, you must constantly build a strong foundation. Proverbs 24:3-4 says, through wisdom a house is built. Proverbs 24:14 says, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward. And thy expectation. Shall not be cut off. Wow. Y'all get ready, Leroy. I'm about to close, man. I just want you to tap yourself lightly on the face. Now, when I finish, you might hit yourself harder, but I just want to tap. Many people who do everything else right stay in poverty due to their lack of gratitude for what they have now. Because when you complain about what you have now, you draw more of the same stuff to you. Having received a gift, they cut the wires that connect them with the source by failing to acknowledge that gift. Man, you might not have no money now, but the Lord didn't give you a good wife. Thank you. Find something to thank the Lord for. I want you to think about something right now you can thank the Lord for. And say it to him, thank you, Lord. The Lord have done something for everybody up in here. Everybody ought to say, thank you, Lord. Thanksgiving connect you with prosperity. Thank you, Lord, for this old car. I'm not going to drive it long, but thank you for it. I already got my other car in my imagination. I'm holding it in my imagination. If I hold it long enough, I know I'm a chance card. But I thank you for what I'm riding in right now. Thank you. Lord, this house is not the house I want. But I'm going in every room and thank you for this house. Thank you for my ministry. I don't have as many members as I like to have, but thank you for the one I do have. It's easy to understand. The nearer we live to the source of riches, the more riches we receive. Gratitude puts your hand in God's pocket. Every time, I feel the Holy Ghost. Every time you say thank you properly, God opened his pocket and said, put your hand in here. I'm about to do something for you you never seen before. I'm about to do something for you none of your relatives ever seen. I'm about to bless you so much, you're not going to be able to handle it by yourself. Thank you. Nobody in here will be held back no more. The glory of God is surrounding this place. The angels are flapping their wings. God got to back his word up. His word came out of my mouth tonight. And it will accomplish and prosper in your life. Thus said the Lord. Your famine days are over.
Thank you. Thank you for what you got right now. Go ahead and thank him for what you got right now. Thank you for what you got right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I got eyes, I can see. Thank you, Lord, I got legs, I can walk. Thank you, Lord, I got mouth, can talk. Thank you, Lord, my heart's still pumping blood. Thank you, Lord, I can hear your voice. Thank you, Lord, I can dance. Thank you, Lord, I'm gonna dance in your presence right now. David danced in the presence of the Lord because David said, God been good to me. I'm not too good to dance, even though I'm a king, but I got to dance right now. My wife don't understand it. David said she didn't understand it, but I got to praise the Lord. The Lord been good to me. I wonder if anybody here got something to praise about. If the Lord done anything for anybody, if God done something for you, you ought to dance right now. You ought to dance like you never danced before. You ought to run and shout and sing praises to Jehovah because he's been good to us. Shout, shout, shout. The Lord has given us a victory. We ought to dance up in here. We ought to praise him. We ought to praise him up in here. I say praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him at noontime. Praise him late at night. He deserves to be praised. Go ahead and praise him.
I can't handle the prosperity he's going to give me. I get to jump in by myself. My pastor was a jumper.
Glory.
He'd preach a few minutes without jumping. They couldn't catch him. He'd jump all over the church. That jumping anointing came with me. I preached many years. I'd preach and start jumping, man. Straight up there. Glory, glory to God.